Welcome to Inside the Mortgage Mind, a Zenix podcast. At Zenix, our mission is to transform the mortgage industry through a commitment to excellence. On this podcast, we'll hear stories from professionals throughout the industry, from new LOs to CEOs, about their journey to achieving success. We hope you're inspired and energized by what you hear to take your business to the next level. This is John David Brown. I'm sitting down today with Casey Cunningham, the founder and CEO of Zenix. How are you today, Casey?
I'm outstanding, John David. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Always a privilege to sit down with you, Casey. And the reason we wanted to talk today is because our market is experiencing some challenging times. And so I just wanted to get your insight for all of our listeners.
Absolutely. Happy to give it.
All right. So let's jump right in. So what do you think are some of the biggest issues facing mortgage professionals today?
Well, I think our entire industry, for the first time, and the majority of mortgage professionals are experiencing rising interest rates that they've never experienced. I read recently, and Rob Christman actually wrote me in the blog, if you're watching his blog, but he actually recently wrote me and said, you know, it's the first time for most mortgage professionals since 1981 that they've experienced a rising interest rate environment. You know, during our refinance era of the past years, we've had a few increases, but for most part since 1981, we've had a declining interest rate environment. And so if you take mortgage professionals today, John David, and you put them in two categories, you got the company leaders and you've got the loan officers. Well, company leaders, they're facing shrinking margins as the cost per loan is just simply out of control. And they're having to look from a staffing standpoint, do they need and what do they have to have in order to operate? So they're right-sizing their organizations, they're getting rid of luxury expenses. When you look at the loan officers today, their biggest issues are greater competition. They've not had to fight per loan like they've fought in the past. They're also it's adapting to a permanently changing environment where the digitization of mortgages is here, and what does that mean as they have to redefine their role in this environment? So a lot of challenges facing our industry today.
Yeah. So what do you think are specific opportunities then that during these times that mortgage professionals have to grow their business?
Well, if anyone knows me very well, they'll know that I believe challenging times are actually huge opportunities, as you phrase the question, because the opportunity now for a mortgage executive is to evaluate every aspect of his business. And I mentioned getting rid of luxury expenses, but really fine-tuning every part of the process. And making decisions as an executive is, what are your minimum standards? What are your performance requirements to operate in your company? Who are you as a leader, and what kind of culture do you want to drive? And by just asking those questions, it forces you to become a new organization that is more equipped for the future. So, you know, quite frankly, I believe challenging times force us to become more innovative for the future. When you look at the loan officer today, there's huge opportunities for them, and they should really evaluate their business in four areas, right? The first is, how do they acquire their leads? And the old days of the traditional acquisition strategy may not work today, and they need to decide of the opportunity of acquisition is, what are they going to do specifically to continue to drive more leads? And their acquisition strategy's got to drive a greater number of leads, because the second aspect I mentioned a moment ago is every lead matters. And so, are they converting the leads? How are they converting them? What's their script like? Are they equipped to actually handle rate objections at a whole different level? The third piece they've got to evaluate is their retention strategy. Every customer matters like more than ever before. And there's a great statistic out there that most loan officers are not aware of, that basically 20% of your database is doing business every single year. And if you're not recapturing 20% of your database, there's a huge opportunity that you're missing. And so the fourth piece that every loan officer needs to look for as far as an opportunity is, how are they leveraging the success they have, every relationship they have from a referral source? Have they leveraged that? Have they really evaluated every time they close a loan, how do they pivot to get more business? So when I think of specific opportunities for executives in that, you know, retooling and refining their processes, I think of LOs in the same vein. They got to refine themselves, rethink every aspect of their business, make sure they attack the acquisition strategy, the conversion, the retention, and the leverage strategy, and rebuild it, if you will.
So I know a lot of leaders in today's market are nervous about bringing on rookies. They say they can't afford it, that it's not profitable for them right now. So what would you say to those leaders about bringing on rookies into their companies?
Man, I totally understand why an executive today would say this is not the time for rookies. And I may challenge that conversation respectfully, because there is never a bad time to hire a great salesperson. Now, I realize that rookies are an investment. Without a doubt, there's a little bit more of a ramp-up period, if you will, to get a sustainable pipeline. However, I might challenge that as well. How long does it really take to get a rookie successful? The programs that we have today, our rookies are experiencing 4.3 applications their first 30 days in the market, and we can get them in the market in literally 4 to 5 weeks. And at that point, they've got predictable revenue. What's happened is most of the managers in this country were either bringing in rookies with no training and no accountability, no assimilation process, and they experienced, unfortunately, very poor results, and they're skewed. So they think rookies are a long-term investment. Interesting enough, John David, I asked the advisory board of Zinnix with what they considered their break-even for a rookie prior to using Zinnix, and they said it takes 1 to 2 years to break even.
Oh, wow.
And I just went, are you kidding me? And no wonder people actually shy away from rookies as a whole. And this is not an all or nothing approach. You don't have to have your entire sales force be rookies. You can have, just take 5 or 10% of your sales force every year that are very selective rookies, put them in the marketplace, and in 5 to 10 years, you've got a whole new sales force that are more loyal, more equipped, more adaptive to the changing environment, because they don't know the old way of thinking. And so, you know, as you look at bringing in a rookie, there's a three-part formula. So anyone listening in that's a leader, if you just don't miss any part of these three, and you will have an amazing new salesperson. And that is, number one is source them, and source them well, which means make sure you know the screening process. Make sure you know what questions to ask. What's the assessment that you might want to use to leverage to ensure that you have a predictable, good salesperson, what we call one that has drive? Because if they've got the will, we certainly can teach them the skill at Zinnix. And so that first piece is sourcing. The second is you got to have a comprehensive training program. You know, there's so much at risk right now from a brand standpoint for an executive when a loan officer goes into the marketplace with their company name on their shirt, if you will. And so you want to make sure that the training is incredibly comprehensive, and that there's three parts to it. There's the knowledge part, there's the skills part, and then there's the disciplines of being successful. The third part to make sure you don't miss is the assimilation. Most managers forget that when you have a trained loan officer, it doesn't mean that they're going to have immediate success. You have to get them into the marketplace and assimilate them as fast as humanly possible so they get addicted to the lifestyle, the income, the transformative opportunities for people's lives. And so as executives are listening in right now, I highly encourage you to reach out to us. By the way, we have some complimentary, an implementation guide for managers if they're interested in finding out how do I bring on rookies successfully. This is 20 years of our IP of how to do it. And we're happy to give that after a consult to be able to help someone properly launch rookies into the marketplace. So, you know, to me, I'm a huge advocate, as you know, about rookies. I've dedicated my life to it. I've had countless people actually say to me that once they've established and hooked into Zinnix, it's a successful venture for sure. And so I invite anybody to listen in that you can break even in a rookie in 3 months. And you don't have to have a 1 year or a 2 year break even process. And John David, I don't know if you know this, but every time a rookie of Zinnix who we've trained goes into an organization, there's an immediate lift on everyone around them, because no one wants to get beat by the rookie. So we're energizing the entire organization when you bring in fresh young talent. I have to add on to this, John David. The reality is young doesn't necessarily mean the kid out of college. It could be our average age right now in our courses, in our program of originator for new LOs is 32 years old. And so these are people who are on their second or third career. They're established, they're married, they have children, which means they have to be successful. So we have been incredibly blessed by a large following. We're seeing the entire industry still move towards rookies, even though this has been a challenging year. Last year, we were at the height of production, when I say of new LOs coming in, because we're sort of the barometer since we have the most comprehensive program. And last year, we're still on pace to meet at the height of our enrollment this year. So exciting times. People are really looking hard at the aging sales force of the industry, and they're making decisions that, again, not an all or nothing. You'll still hire experienced LOs, but when you find a great salesperson that you want to plug in to Zenix so we can help you get them trained to get them in the field very quickly and successfully.
Well, so speaking of that training, why is this current market, why is training really vital in this current market that our loan officers are facing?
You know, training, if anybody ever follows me on LinkedIn, you know, my rant recently was, you know, we teach our children about, we want to give our children the best education possible. We, you know, mine are in private school today. We want them to go to great colleges. We want them to have a great degree so they can get a great job and have the most successful life possible. Education's never done. The minute you get your new job, your new career, that's when the education truly begins. And some people will call it on-the-job training, and I'm going to say yes, you got to have on-the-job training. But how do you equip yourself to be the most successful on the job? And that's now becoming a student of your profession. So training is always important, obviously, but in this market right now, it's changing so quickly. The loan officers that are not adapting and adopting to some new business behaviors are going to lose. And so, you know, where Zenix, our core value is education, which means we are on top of every new business practice that's going on, what's sustainable, what disciplines are working, which ones are not, how do you shift? You know, I don't have to change someone, I just have to change their strategy. And Zenix is all about helping loan officers create these disciplines that give you a predictable outcome. And I want to add, you know, training is so important and it should be a part of every person's life, if you will, but it's got to become part of the culture of the organization too, right? You know, John David, you work here, that education is a core value of ours, which I encourage and require everybody to read, take courses. Well, most organizations are not driving that the cultural conversation of education is a core value, which means we all stay in front of it. You also want to add, not only is training important, but accountability to the training is equally. And that's, you know, the Zenix system, if you will, has a three-part approach, right? Training is number one. Accountability is number two to us. And coaching, real time, in the moment, as to how to make sure that that training actually works and it becomes part of your business practices, your new disciplines, your new behaviors to ensure you're successful long term. So it is vital right now that everyone is knee deep in training, learning how they need to adjust their business today to make sure that they win and they're at the top of the market at the end of the day.
Well, Casey, thanks so much for this time sitting down and talking with me. Really appreciate it.
Oh, what a pleasure, John David. What a pleasure.
Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to check back next week for a new episode of Inside the Mortgage Mind, a podcast from Zenix, the Mortgage Academy.